Reformed Church.
This is the first church that I've ever heard of that teaches that you can give at church and God's not going to bless you more because you give at church or based on how much you give at church. The first church I've ever heard of that actually teaches that. There's different forms and fashions, but anyway, the reason for that, just to cut to the chase, is the fact that we receive by grace through faith, and that just turns out that applies to everything, right? You receive by grace through faith. The same way that you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, you walk that way in Him, and just as you were received, you received Jesus, and you didn't have to give anything to God or give anything to the church to get saved. If you thought that, then you're not saved yet. We could talk after service, but you didn't have to give anything to God to get saved. You just received it by faith in what Jesus did, and you received salvation. It works the same way with giving, or excuse me, with finances, is that you don't have to give anything to God to get God to empower you toward wealth. You just believe what Jesus provided to you, the power to wealth that He provided at the cross, and then He will work in your finances accordingly. But also, I want to mention also, that if you are believing Jesus, though, the same faith that receives power to wealth is the same faith that will also make you a giver. Okay, so that's also a truth too. Faith without works is dead means that faith always produces works. It doesn't mean that you have to do the faith and the works. It means if you're doing the faith, it will produce works. And until something is produced on the outside, the faith is still inactive. Okay, so that's what we need to grow in the faith, in the knowledge part. And until it produces the fruit, it's still inactive. That's super important to understand, okay? And so the same faith that receives power to wealth, not by your giving. You don't have to give something to get God's power to wealth to work in your life. But the same faith in Jesus that receives power to wealth is the same faith that will inevitably produce giving and generosity in your life, okay? Goodness and kindness are fruits of the Holy Spirit, and that's something that will be produced in your life. And if it's not produced in your life, that is a lack of knowledge on our part. We can grow and see what Jesus provided for us in relation to that form of godliness or that means of godliness and giving and all that. So that's not what I want to share with you, but I just want to mention that because it's also important to understand, though, that there's another reason for giving. And here's what I just want to submit this to anyone that is going through any kind of financial hardship, or someone that is just maybe kind of just getting by financially. I want to talk especially to people like that, but this also applies to anybody that wants their finances to increase for the kingdom of God's sake, okay? That should include all of us, okay? I should have hit all the categories right there. But particularly, again, so everything I'm going to say just applies to everyone that fits in any of those categories, but I want to make a special note to people that have financial hardship or just kind of getting by, because I think that what I'm about to say goes most unnoticed by those two groups of people, okay? When you're just getting by, maybe you're okay, but don't have a lot of extra money at the end of the month, but and people that are going through actual like financial hardship, okay? Here's my advice to you, okay? If you find a good ministry, and I'm really not trying to say this to just fool you into giving here. If you don't know that this is a good ministry yet, don't give here. I mean that. But when you find a good ministry that you believe the Holy Spirit's working in, okay, this could also even apply to just an individual that you see the Holy Spirit working in, but when you find a good ministry that you see the Spirit of God working in them, especially when you see God prospering them and producing visible fruit there, never don't give, all right? Never don't give. And I know it's a double negative there, but just what I'm saying is always give. The propensity is that when we go through financial hardship that we pull back and we stop giving. Never, ever do that, okay? Never, ever, ever do that. If I was homeless, and thank God we don't have to be, if I was homeless and I found a church where I saw the Spirit of God, or even an individual, I saw the Spirit of God moving, according to my knowledge, I would find something to give to that person. You know why? Because it's in our interest to do so. And this is why in the past I've said, man, if you can scrounge up a dime, give it. And you know this church doesn't need a dime, right? We don't need a dime, right? We want God to further this gospel, but a dime is not going to make or break anything we're doing right now or in the future. So you know it's not in our own interest that we would say things like this, okay? Philippians 4:17, okay? Never don't give. Never don't give. I just wanted to read this to you and be real quick, but never don't give, because it's in our interest to do so. When you stop giving, what ends up happening is, because when you give, this is a lot of teaching. We got teaching on giving and tithing on Reform U. Please listen to that if you haven't heard this before, but here's the thing. When you give or when you bless somebody in general that the Spirit of God is working in, you receive their reward. That means what they're receiving from God, you get to mooch off of their blessing, and it will work in your life, and it will work. It will, every single time. It will work in your finances and in your life when you bless somebody that is working, not just that is a Christian, but that is working in the power of God. Many times we give because we see a need, but you also have to give where, I've heard people say it before, it is true though, and it does not contradict what we teach. You also want to give where you want to go. That's a truth. This is why Elijah told the widow who was dying, talk about homeless, she was dying, had one more meal left. Not one of us is that dire right now, okay? She was dying, her and her son, in a famine, and had one more meal left, and Elijah took her last meal. He said, give it to me first, then go make yourself a meal for you and your son. Elijah didn't need that. He could have been fed by God another way. The power of God was working in him and sustaining him. He did that for the widow's benefit because her faith was not producing prosperity for her and her wealth. So he said, since I'm being taken care of, see, he was already being fed by ravens, drinking from the brook, God was taking care of him. He even ate supernaturally, seemingly heavenly food after this. God was meeting his needs, right? And because God was working in him in this way, he told the widow, give to me. Why? Because then my reward, the prophet's reward, I believe as the book of Matthew says, the prophet's reward will come to you. This is not about receiving from God by your works. This is not what I'm describing is not a receiving from God directly. This is receiving through somebody else, what their blessing, not your own blessing from God. And so the widow gave to him, and why did he say, give to me first? Because if you don't give to me first, you're going to eat your last meal, and you may, let me just bring this to you. I may not even be able to read this because I'm going to take the time to explain this particular account, but that's okay. You may be like the widow and say, I can't give. Well, guess what? She had less than you do, right? I can't give. I don't have that much money. The widow could have told Elijah that. I can't. I got one more meal left. And think it wasn't just her. It was her son. If you ever thought there was a reason to keep back wealth, it would have been them. Because it wasn't just her. It was her son. She has a son to look after. And she's saying, she's a widow. She needs to eat. She's going to die. And her son's going to die. And people would say, I'm putting my son's life on the line to give to this prophet. But you know what she did? Because here's the thing. If she would have eaten that meal, her and her son would have died. We wouldn't have had that story in the Bible. Okay? And when we stop giving, you do cut yourself off from the benefit of the blessing of God working in other people. You've cut it off, not because you're cut off from the blessing of God. No, you can receive by faith yourself as usual. But because we're growing and we're not perfect in the flesh right now, you need to pull blessing from other people and get that all mixed up and together and help you in your life, right? But when we're like the widow and we're afraid, okay, and listen to what I'm saying. When you're afraid and you say, out of fear, I'm keeping my last meal, you're hurting yourself. Now, it may not be your last meal, but I'm saying never don't give. Never stop giving when, again, that's at any point in time, but especially when you're in financial hardship, there's a greater temptation to hold it back. And I'm telling you, never do that for your own benefit. Again, if you can scrounge up $2, if you can, whatever you're able to give, okay, it's not about an amount, but it is also a truth that when it comes to receiving from other believers, not directly from God, I'm not talking about, from other believers, the Bible says he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. You already know what that means. Sowing there is referring to giving to another believer, okay, not just anybody, another believer working the power of God and reaping fruit from that believer. And he who sows sparingly or blesses the believer sparingly will reap benefit sparingly. And this is why I'm saying never don't give. There may be time, ask the Lord how much you want me to give. And maybe it's a little more than you thought you were going to or whatever, or maybe it's exactly what you thought. It doesn't matter. But go with what the Holy Spirit's leading you to do. I'm telling you, it's going to work in your finances. Don't cut yourself off from the supply of other believers that are working in a blessing that you may not be working in full right now. You need that. You just need it, okay? I won't be able to explain this, but I'll at least give you the verse. Again, Philippians 4, I'll just start in verse 16. It just says, for even in Thessalonica, Paul talking to the Philippians. You sent once and again unto my necessity. They gave to his necessity when Paul had a need. And he's talking to them about giving to him again in this chapter. And he says, not because I desire a gift. Why would Paul ask someone to give to him if he didn't desire a gift? That doesn't make any sense to most people. He said, because I desire the fruit that may abound to your account. And then jump down to verse 19. When they gave to him, this is what he said would happen. My God, not their God, not the Philippians' God, even though they were Christians. But it's not about whether God is their God or not, because they're receiving Paul's blessing. In chapter 1, if you were to read Philippians chapter 1, he says they were partakers of his grace, not their grace. Not that they didn't have their own grace from God, but they weren't partaking of that in the context. He said, my grace, partakers of my grace. And that's what he's talking about here in verse 19. When they gave to Paul, who was working the blessing of God, he actually says in this chapter, I'm full, I abound. I don't even have any need. Why would you give to someone that doesn't have a need? Sometimes we only think about giving when someone has a need. Why would you give to someone that doesn't have a need? That fruit may abound to your account. You need to give where you want to go. You need to give where you want to go. And it says, my God, based on who he is to me, will supply your need when? When the people sowed or gave to him. So I'm going to leave it right there, but I just want to give you that advice. And you know the heart of this church anyway, and you know where we would be coming from, but no one asks you for a dime or a dollar or some small amount or something like that for their own benefit. That's not what people do, okay? This is so that we can be moving in the blessing of God that's on this church. I'm telling you, the blessing of God is on this church. I think that if you come long enough, you've seen that apparent. I think a carnal person could even see that. And the blessing of God is working on this church. And I'm telling you, if you are having financial struggle, do not allow that fear to grip your mind and keep you from giving. And it's not for our benefit. There's also giving that is great so that this church can go forward. But this is not the kind of giving I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind of giving that is like, you know what? I want to share in someone else's blessing to get me out of this rut that I'm in right now. And super important. But again, it doesn't just apply to financial hardship as well. If you're not through in God using your finances, this also applies there. Give where you want to go. You want the blessing of God? Why not mix it all up and share in the blessing of God? So anyway, I want to give you that. At this time, we're going to give you an opportunity to give. We're going to give you an opportunity to bless you right now. And I mean that with all my heart. We want to bless you right now. Okay? This is an opportunity where this church would like to bless you. And if you'd like to partake of that, and our God supply your needs, if you'd like that, I'm going to ask you to give today, right now. Okay? And if you need a little time to pray about it, that's fine. But I'm going to ask you to pray quick and give today. Do not put it off. That's what I'm going to ask you to do. And if it's a dime, that's fine. Whatever it is that God leads you to do, it's not about that. It's not about giving under compulsion. But we'd like to bless you today. And you can get blessed at reformchurch.com/give with the grace on this church. The offering basket will be passed around as well if you'd like to give in person. But in the name of everything we just said, we'd like to bless you. And I pray right now that our God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.